With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. It's been about a week since bulldozers and workers in hazmat suits cleared out a large homeless camp in Santa Cruz. It was home to over 100 people since November. Now, the densely packed tents are gone, and all that's left is a barren dirt lot. But as KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports, Santa Cruz's homeless problem hasn't gone away.
Since the large homeless encampment known as Ross Camp closed, Brent Adams has been busy. He runs the nonprofit Day and Night Storage Program. It's a place where homeless people can store their belongings.
Oh, we saw a huge influx in people storing their stuff with us. We probably saw 40 to 50 new clients since Ross Camp decamped.
The storage center is in an office building near the former Ross Camp, across the San Lorenzo River bicycle and pedestrian bridge. Adams leans against a metal rack full of black and gray plastic bins. They're filled with the belongings of about 350 local homeless people.
It removes one of the main problems of homelessness that people have to carry all of their stuff around.
Things like clothes and family photographs. While their belongings are here, the homeless people are sleeping in the woods, on the streets, or staying in shelters. About 60 people moved into an outdoor tent shelter on River Street. A security guard stands out front. A metal fence surrounds a gravel lot. Inside, rows of green tents are set up on wooden platforms. The Salvation Army is managing this shelter, under the direction of Salvation Army Captain Harold Labaugh.
As you can see, the walkways are clean. There's no garbage anywhere. There's drinking water available here all the time, bathrooms, hand washing stations.
It's now the fourth shelter the Salvation Army is running in Santa Cruz County. They're serving about 220 people per night,
which, according to the last point-in-time count, is about 10% of all the homeless in the county.
Case managers come here to help people find housing, employment, or drug and alcohol treatment. Meals are also provided. A shuttle makes trips around town throughout the day.
Okay, the next shuttle's out in 8 minutes.
Porter Hoover zips up his backpack. He's about to get on the shuttle. Hoover says before coming here, he was sleeping on the streets or in motels when he could afford it. He never stayed at Ross Camp.
To me, it was just over. It was too crowded, too packed.
But the services and setup at this outdoor camp work for him.
I had two surgeries last year, one in October on my neck and then my lower back. So for me, it's a blessing.
But that blessing has an end date. The shelter is supposed to close June 30th when current funding runs out. Homeless advocate Keith McHenry says once again, people will have nowhere to go, just like what happened after Ross Camp closed.
Seems to me most of the people have gone to either doorways downtown, and then a lot of people have been like trying to nestle up against the vacant areas by the freeway. And so that's where we are now.
McHenry stands on a sidewalk that dead ends into a wooded area next to Highway 1. About 12 people are living just behind where he's standing.
The people that live outside are not going to evaporate. And I think there's some kind of hope that they will just somehow go away.
Instead of going away, McHenry hopes the homeless will regroup for community and safety. In fact, he has a few spots in mind, including right back at the original location of Ross Camp, where the city just cleaned up. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.